Hey, on the phone. Nice to have you with us today.
Hi, Dr. Null. Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure to speak with you. I really enjoyed your presentation to our national meeting of certified clinical nutritionists a few months ago.
Good. One woman in nine will develop breast cancer during their lifetime, and it is the second leading cause of death in women with cancer in the United States. From your research, why is there so much more breast cancer today than there was, let's say, 100 years ago?
I feel there's three main areas we need to concentrate on. First of all, there's environmental toxicity. There's so much more toxicity in the environment today than there was 100 years ago. And many of these toxins are carcinogenic. They induce tumors. Secondly, there's the aspect of estrogen exposure. Estrogen, to some degree, stimulates breast tumors. Women are being exposed, and men as well, are being exposed to estrogen-like compounds from the environment. Again, these are toxins that contaminate the environment, and they stimulate the growth of breast tumors. Then also, women are often taking estrogen at menopause. That increases their exposure to this tumor-forming hormone. And women are beginning to menstruate at an earlier age for a variety of reasons. And then we add on top of that the fact that women are having less children, and all these factors serve to increase their exposure to estrogen throughout their lifetime. But then there's also dietary factors. When someone's eating Twinkies and potato chips and God knows what else, how can the immune system defend itself, and how can the body detoxify itself from these chemicals?
And the third?
The dietary factors.
Oh, the dietary factors.
Right.
Sorry. Let's go into some detail now. What is the role of free radicals in the formation of breast cancer? And then, what are the ways of controlling those free radicals?
Okay, free radicals are highly reactive molecules that are formed through a variety of reasons. They're naturally occurring in the body, that they're formed through natural metabolism. And they're also formed in excess by exposure to pollution, cigarette smoke, infection, drinking alcohol, eating overcooked meat, rancid oils. All these factors serve to increase our burden of free radicals. And free radicals do damage by stripping electrons from other molecules. They do this to bring balance to themselves, but in the process, they set off a chain reaction of free radical activity that damages the involved tissue. And when DNA is involved in these types of reactions, mutations occur that alter the genetic code and result in tumors. And that's how free radicals are involved in breast cancer.
Let's go through. We only have about 5 minutes, so I won't interrupt you.
Okay.
Why don't you go through your way of helping a person eliminate the exobiotics and other pollutants and rebuild the body's immune system to help prevent in the first case and help as a way of treatment in the second case, breast cancer.
Okay, to prevent breast cancer, one area of great importance is balancing the body between toxin exposure and detoxification. To reduce toxin exposure, I recommend for people to use an air filter to remove as much as possible the airborne toxins. And then we also need to use a high-quality water filter. The brand I recommend is Dalton, for removing the toxins from our water supply. And people also need to consider using a shower filter, especially if they have chlorine in the water supply, as we do here in New York City. You need to use a shower filter because toxins enter the body through the skin and also are inhaled in water vapor. Next, we need to decrease the intake of animal products. 95% of the xenobiotics or toxins, man-made chemicals, that enter the body through our food supply come through animal products. For example, in addition to the xenobiotics, there are also other factors to consider with animal products. There's estrogen in animal products and cow's milk, and there's also something called insulin-like growth factor 1. And insulin-like growth factor 1 is a chemical, a hormone that is a great stimulus to breast tumor growth. And incidentally, cattle that are injected with growth hormone have more of this compound in their milk. So that's another thing that should be avoided, milk with that's from cattle that have been injected with growth hormone. Next, people need to choose organic produce and free-range animal products as much as possible to further cut down on their exposure to toxins. And then it's certainly worth considering going through a comprehensive detoxification program. At the Center for Progressive Medicine, we utilize a comprehensive program, and we try to make it as scientific as possible. What we do is we put an individual through a progressive laboratory test that measures how well the body is detoxifying. And from the results of the test, we can tailor-make a detoxification program for the person. For instance, from the results of the test, we might see that an individual would be particularly well-served by eating more broccoli and adding the mineral molybdenum to their supplements. Or we might see in another individual that grapefruit is very important, and supplementing with reduced glutathione would be beneficial. And in this way, the body can be protected from the carcinogen activating effects of xenobiotics. And then as far as the immune system, there's many considerations. Stress is very important in the status of the immune system. And we do a test at our center that measures the body's stress response mode. Many people have the combination of high cortisol and low DHEA, and this serves to cripple the immune system. With this combination, the natural killer cells can't do their job of attacking and destroying cancer cells. So cancer proliferates under these conditions of high stress. And when we find this combination of high cortisol and DHEA, we use different therapies depending on the exact findings of the testing. But in general, we use relaxation techniques, recommend exercise, glycemic control, which is balancing carbohydrates and proteins, which is a potential area of chemical stress to the body. Now, in addition to stress, we also recommend biological response modifiers, particularly in the treatment of breast cancer. For instance, different polysaccharides from plant sources, such as rhabinogalactans, which is derived from the Western larch tree, is very powerful in stimulating the natural killer cell response against tumors. And so is a compound derived from the cell wall of baker's yeast called beta-1,3-D-glucan. And maitake mushroom is another excellent compound for stimulating the immune response and helping to eliminate cancer cells.
Joseph, we're out of time. You've given us some good information. I appreciate it. If people would like more information, give us a number they can reach you.